This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that the Northeast is the heart and soul of the country. Addressing a private event in New Delhi, Dhankar emphasized that the Northeast is not just a geographic region, but a vibrant tapestry of cultures, traditions and natural beauty that embodies the essence of India. He mentioned the region's rich spiritual and natural heritage and expressed his admiration for its vibrant culture, exquisite cuisine and the energy of its people. Dhankar also highlighted the recent recognition of Assamese as one of the classical languages. He said that this designation carries a positive ripple effect, showcasing the rich cultural heritage and diversity of the nation. Speaking about the media, the Vice President urged them to be ambassadors of the Northeast and to champion the region's potential in tourism and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects worth around 23,300 crore rupees from Wasim in Maharashtra today. These projects are related to the agriculture and animal husbandry sectors. Modi also released the 18th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Speaking on this occasion, he said over 9.4 crore farmers across the country received direct financial benefits amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde were present on this occasion. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnayak emphasized the need to strengthen security along the line of actual control using technology and integrating the local populations with security forces. At a crucial discussion on security challenges in the Northeast with special reference to Arunachal Pradesh at Raj Bhavan on Friday, the Governor highlighted measures to enhance security along the India-Myanmar border. The discussion focused on reciprocity at strategic and tactical levels to create leverage for resolution and address potential fallout in Bangladesh, Nepal and neighboring countries on the northeastern states, particularly Arunachal Pradesh. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post today, said that the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Government of India, has declared Namdafa National Park and Tiger Reserve in Changlang District and Kamlang Wildlife Sanctuary and Tiger Reserve in Lohit District as eco-sensitive zone. Earlier in February 2024, the Pakhir Tiger Reserve was also included in the ESZ. This further paves the way for focused conservation of endangered wildlife and rare flora found in these reserves, which is essential for environmental sustainability and maintaining a balanced ecosystem, Khandu said. The Department of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, in collaboration with the National Institute of Design, Ahmedabad, organized a workshop come stakeholders meet to study practice of indigenous handicraft and handloom sector of Arunachal Pradesh at the Civil Secretariat on Friday. The study will also map women artisans and do gap analysis in the sector for bringing in various interventions by the government in skilling, market development, etc. The meet was also intended to enable the NID team to facilitate collaborative planning and effective resource mapping before embarking on the field study. The three-day orientation training for BA teacher trainees who have volunteered for the RASA 3 or the Read Aloud Sessions for All program concluded today at Bambusa Library, Tezu. Attending the valedictory session, additional Deputy Commissioner Tezu Kunal Yadav exhorted the teacher trainees to be imaginative and conduct sessions in a way to make the classroom teaching interesting and enjoyable. RASA is a unique voluntary initiative by Bambusa Library and Denning College for Teacher Education Tezu, conducted jointly with DDSC Tezu from 2022 onwards to help government middle school students of Tezu to improve their loud reading skills using volunteers from the BEd College. An awareness workshop on cyber security was conducted at Itanagar on Friday by the Department of IT and Communication, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the Intelligence Fusion and Strategic Operations Cybercrime Unit, Delhi Police Special Cell. A team of cyber security experts led by Dr. Hemant Tiwari, DCPIFSO, conducted insightful sessions covering topics like cyber hygiene, safe use of social media techniques for safeguarding digital assets, password management, secure communication, awareness of prevalent cyber crimes, vulnerabilities and ways to prevent and mitigate the same. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.